So you've got a string of hits, and I'm not lying when I say growing up in the 90s, if you were to make a soundtrack of the 90s, Everclear would have quite a few songs on there. I heard you say once, when you put the ad out to put the band together, you put it out there that this was going to be your last band, and the perfect storm happened, and here you are 30 years later. How do you do it? How do you keep a band together that long?
I have no idea, because the same guy started with Marinetta and the band now. Everclear has always been my vehicle. It's always been my band from the beginning. And I've been really blessed and fortunate to play with great guys and great musicians over the years. The guys who are with me now, Davey's been with me over 19 years. Freddie's been with me for 15 years. And my drummer's been with me for 7. So, I mean, comparatively, compare the guys who are in the videos, these guys have been in way longer. But I just love doing what I'm doing. And obviously, people want to keep hearing the music and seeing us play. And I'm very grateful for that.
But you do have a new album coming out. Do you ever get tired of playing the old hits, though?
You know, it's funny, Shannon. I'd say about 10, 12 years ago, I was playing shows, and my wife told me, I feel like you're kind of phoning it in on stage when you're playing, you're kind of phoning it in. And I got all mad about it. And no, I'm not. You know, it turned into a 14-year-old. No, you're that. I reflected on it, and she was right. I wasn't excited about doing it because I was being selfish and I was looking in and not looking out. And I actually canceled a few shows and took a couple months off and really just got my head in a place where it is now, where I'm just so grateful that this music touches so many people's lives. And every time we play that song, it's like the first time for many of these people that they've ever seen it. Even if they've seen us 100 times, they haven't seen us play it that time right there. And just the last few years have really just interjected a new spirit into the band. And we go out and just, we're on fire when we play right now. We usually headline, well, I'd say 95% of the time. But the times that they put us before other bands, I feel sorry for those other bands for having to follow.
When you're up on stage and you're playing and you're looking out at the crowds, do you notice that you've got a lot of younger fans, a lot of newer fans, as well as the OGs that are out there watching you?
Yeah, great question. Because it's amazing how many people, I'd say about 20, 25%, maybe sometimes more, are kids who weren't even born when we were putting out records, you know, or really young. A lot of them got it from their parents or from their uncles or siblings. But a lot of them are just kids that are just hungry for rock and roll and gravitated to 90s bands and started to listen to different 90s bands. The lyrics, I hear kids talk about the lyrics, because a lot of lyrics these days don't connect with them like my lyrics do. So I'm very grateful and kind of like you, kind of surprised. You know, what are you doing here? Where are your parents? What do you do with that beer?
So tell me about Live at the Whiskey A Go Go. Was it just time to put out a new album? Were you excited to get this out?
You know what's funny? I've been hit up by labels like, so last year we recorded a single, a song about COVID, all the political stuff that's going on called Year of the Tiger. A friend of mine who used to work at Capitol as an A&R guy, not my A&R guy, but a guy who signed a lot of really huge bands. He calls me up and goes, man, I'm working for this label that does, we're signing a bunch of 90s bands. And I'm like, well, you lost me there. He goes, you want to make a record? I go, nope. I go, you're like the fifth person to ask me in the last month. I don't care about the money. I don't want to make a record. I want to make a single every 6 months. And that sounds like fun to me. And super serve our fans and have something new to play. But going in the studio for a year and a half, and, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, well, you guys are playing the Whiskey in December. This was like October of last year. And he goes, why don't we record that and put it out as a live album? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't we? That sounds like a good idea. Because even though I had been to the Whiskey many, many, many times before and had done bad things backstage, you would think I'd played there, but I had never played there, ever, ever, ever. This is the first time Everclear has ever played the Whiskey. It was an amazing night. It was packed. We played with our friend Sponge from Detroit, and it was an amazing night. And I'm glad we got it on tape. because it comes through for sure.
About 4 years ago, you had announced that you had MS. You'd had it from some time, but you hadn't found out about it until you were actually in a collision. In the 4 years, what has your life been like? What is it like touring with MS?
It makes everything a little bit harder. Sometimes it's like it adds 5 to 10 years on to me. It's harder. Plus, I have back issues. And, you know, I'm 61, and I beat myself up pretty good when I was younger. It just makes everything harder. It makes me work harder. I have to take better care of myself diet-wise. I can't eat anything I want to eat. I have to exercise. I have to swim every day when I'm home. Physical therapy 3 times a week. But the payoff is so great because I'm 61, and I get to play guitar for a living. And I've got a great family and a daughter who's in high school, and she's killing it. And I'm just grateful for everything. But, yeah, to answer your question, it makes everything a little bit harder.
Well, the link for the tickets to the Soundtrack Festival is on our page, as well as the link to Everclear's website, so you can follow the band, grab some merch, and the new album live at the Whiskey A Go-Go when it comes out in September. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. It's so great talking to you.